Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Zarathustra, Richard Strauss. You know it as the theme from the Space Odyssey. I know it from Nietzsche's writings. And tonight, I have a major announcement. Oh, let me hear that. Louder, please. My neurons are starving. All right. I want to talk about predictions on the Savage Nation tonight. On my website for the last few hours, I've had a flash headline like old newspapers, old dailies, afternoon dailies, bold caps, flash, Savage to make major announcement on show tonight. Tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern, which you're doing, 6 p.m. Pacific to find out, and tell your radiophilic friends. So let's begin with some of my predictions, and we'll see what you think about them. When I wrote the book Trickle Up Poverty, the subhead was Stopping Obama's Attack on Our Borders, Economy, and Security. Was I right? Was I wrong? Has Obama attacked our borders? Has he attacked our economy, meaning the middle class, and I don't mean the billionaires in Martha's Vineyard? Has he attacked or improved our security? Well, I was right, and my detractors were wrong. I followed it up with another bestseller called Trickle Down Tyranny. I try to warn you. I try to warn you, but many of you didn't listen. Was I right or was I wrong? Do you have more freedom or more tyranny under Obama? Well, I was right, and my detractors were wrong. Well, let's go to the next prediction that I made. How about some of the others? Remember when we were told that throwing out Mubarak in Egypt would initiate the Arab Spring? Who was the first in radio, in the media for that matter, to call it the Arab Winter? Right, me. So my predictions are right about 90% of the time, right? Well, based upon the news that's circulating in the media, I have a few predictions to make right here on the Savage Nation. It's very well known in the media that on Fox Television, rumor has it that Hannity is out. Hannity is out. They're moving him out of, let's say, Major League television time, moving in Megyn Kelly when she's finished delivering her lovely baby. And you have to ask yourself why. And I have to ask you, why do you think Fox is moving Hannity out of a primetime slot that he has had since they began that network? It's a very important question. For those of you who are in the media or media listeners or media watchers, and that would include just about everyone listening to this radio show, the phone number is 855-400-7282. And it leads me to the next question, since I'm right about most of my predictions, and I really just use logic is what it comes down to. Logic says that if he's being moved out of a TV slot, Major League Television, because his ratings have slipped, well, can I make a prediction about radio? I think I'm going to make a prediction about radio. I'll predict right here on this show tonight and mark it down, and then you can decide whether I'm right or wrong, whenever it may or may not happen. I predict right here, right now, that I, Michael Savage, and the Savage Nation is going to take over the Sean Hannity Show time slot by the end of the year. Look, his show is done, and it is sad. He's not a bad guy. He's probably a nice guy, but his time has come and his time has gone. And I am the heir apparent to Afternoon Drive on the East Coast and around America on Cumulus stations, which have the most powerful stations in the radio world. Never mind Internet. I'm number one on the Internet. Internet. Oh, yeah, Internet. Well, fine, my show is number one digitally in radio, tops in online listening. Very important. But I still predict that hard signals, radio towers, accessibility in cars, hitting a dial that people can get at is still going to be king in radio. It's the most powerful medium there is. And I'm inheriting that seat. That's my prediction. That is my prediction. So let me ask you some questions. If I am making the prediction that Wallbanger is finished in the major leagues of radio, and I am predicting that I believe that there's good evidence that I will replace him in drive time on Cumulus stations I have to ask you why. Why would that happen? The phone number is 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Look, the fact of the matter is Sean Hannity's probably a very nice guy. But the sun has set on his act. There's a changing of the guard. And you're hearing it first, right here, right now, by my prediction on the Savage Nation. The industry is buzzing about the television deal. People are saying, what's going to happen on the Cumulus radio stations? Well, I predict I am the heir apparent to Afternoon Drive on Cumulus stations. This is a big deal. This is the biggest shakeup in radio history, incidentally. And you are listening to it first on the Savage Nation. I am known for my predictions. So let me turn it in another way. And that is this. What are the predictions? Those of you who've listened to this one-man show for the last 19 years, listen to what I just said to you, to all of my detractors out there. You try it sometime for 3 minutes. This has been a one-man show for 19 straight years. I have people who love me. I have people who listen reverentially to every word I say. They know my moods. They know my ups, my downs, my aches, my pains, my dog, my boat, my food, my Chinese restaurant. They know my bicycle. They know every ache and pain. They've lived with me. I'm like a brother, a cousin, an uncle. And then there are people who look at me, listen to me. They're jealous of me. They hate my politics. They hate what I stand for. But I will tell those who detract from my, well, let's say those who try to run me down. Let's put it that way in plain English. I played an opening song tonight from what you know is the Richard Strauss Space Odyssey thing, right? Also sprach Zarathustra. But that comes from Nietzsche, who wrote the book, Thus Spake Zarathustra. And one of the pieces that he wrote in that, one of the sentences from that great work by Nietzsche, goes like this to all of my loyal opposition. The higher we soar, the smaller we appear to those who cannot fly. And that's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. There are those out there who listen to this show daily, and they fly with me. They know I fly like an eagle every time I get on this radio show. And I have said that from the day I began in radio. I said it to my first program director. I said for 21 hours a day, I'm an ordinary man. I have all the aches and pains like everyone else, all the fears, all the concerns like every other man. I'm up, I'm down, I'm this, I'm that, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm fearful, I'm frightened, I'm hopeful, like everyone else. I said, but for 3 hours a day, I soar, I fly. I have no bodily aches and pains. In fact, I transcend my body itself. I literally transcend the zoological order when I get on the air. I said that 19 years ago, and it's still true today. Is it every day for the entire time of the show? No, but it's for most days, for most shows. When I get up into the altitude, I can fly. And that is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell it to you for a reason. There is a reason I am telling this. I'm making a prediction. There is no certainty to this. But as sure as I predicted that we would have poverty trickling up into the middle class when I wrote Trickle Up Poverty, as sure as I was right when I predicted that if Obama got reelected, we'd have tyranny trickling down, as sure as I predict that, I'm going to tell you that I predict that I, Michael Savage, will likely replace Sean Hannity in Major League Radio on the Cumulus stations, which are the biggest in the country, in the biggest cities. If you care to comment on my prediction, if you care to comment on why you think Wallbanger is being moved off Fox into a lesser time slot, and why you think Wallbanger destroyed his own career in the Major League of Radio, I have my own idea. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. Let's begin in Kansas City on the powerhouse KCMO. Rick, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fly with me.
Yes, Michael, I listen to you every day. The fact is that Hannity's a one-trick pony. For the last 4 weeks, he's been talking about Obamacare, and you've got your pulse on the top 10 topics of the day. Instead of the one tired old every day, we're tired of listening to a topic. You're a bright, highly educated man, and Hannity is average. It's been coming for a while. I've listened to you predict things for the past 7 years that I know of, changing states. Well, and I follow you.
Okay, let me ask you something. What other predictions, and I don't want to put you on the spot, did I make that came true? Do you know of any?
Africanism and unionism. You talked about him being out of his league. You talked about him having a psychological problem. You had doctors on that psychoanalyzed Obama's problems 4 years ago before anybody ever realized what a poor president, leader, thinker he was going to be. I mean, it's like crazy how many predictions you make. And I'm a
All right. Well, yeah, I hope that you don't confuse me with being a prophet. I'm only a radio host with fairly good logical capacities and an ability to analyze things. And this is purely speculation on my part right now. I'm making a prediction based upon what I see going on, not only with Fox moving a guy who's been on from day one. I mean, look, for Roger Ailes to move Hannity is a real kick to the curb. It has to hurt the guy, and I'm not taking pleasure in it. The fact of the matter is I've been kicked to the curb, and I've gotten up with my teeth hanging out of my mouth. I've gotten up with blood running out of my mouth, but I always come back, and I will keep coming back. Do you remember when I left the last syndication deal? I was gone from the airwaves. I told people I would be back, and like MacArthur, I did come back. I did return, but I returned better than before, and I'm making that prediction right now. I predict not only will I replace him, but other things are going to happen that I can't even predict right now. And I want to send this to you right now, a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny in paperback, for being one of my loyal listeners. Thank you very much. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Let's go to Florida. Steve, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Nice to talk to you. I listen to your show almost every night. And I got to tell you, you know, I listen to Hannity in the afternoon, and I watch him on TV at night, and there's no way he's leaving Fox. I can't believe it. If anybody goes...
Hold on. So let's slow down. Well, it's been pretty much bandied about in the media that he is being pushed 1 hour later and that Megyn Kelly is taking his prime slot. I mean, that's a given. Everyone in the TV world knows that, Steve. It's not even a speculation at this point.
But, I mean, everybody's still going to watch him just because he's pushed back an hour.
I understand, but that's like having prime time as opposed to non-prime time. There's only one group of hotels that are called beachfront. Isn't that correct? Like, when you go out, you live in Florida. You know beachfront properties are more expensive than across the road from the beach. Isn't that true?
That is true.
All right, so the house across the road on A1A in Florida is a beautiful home, but it's not on the beach. The beach house is worth more. And so Hannity had beachfront for a good long run. He's become a wealthy man. God bless him and his family. But he's being moved, in my estimation, by Fox to across the road from beachfront.
Well, Mike, you're saying that. I read all the news on the Internet. I read the Drudge Report area, you know, all the time, and I haven't seen one lick of that. And I just can't believe it, that he's being pushed back. To
All right, well, here's the thing to do. I'm making this prediction tonight that I will replace him on radio, in Major League Radio, on all of the drive time stations owned by Cumulus Media. You'll have to wait and see if my prediction comes true or I'm wrong. The fact of the matter is, I'm making a prediction. I'd like to know what you think. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. If you care to comment on my comments on the Savage Nation tonight. I mean, this is a big night. I got to tell you something. For those of you who've been with me for 19 years or 9 years or 9 months or 9 days, there are many, many ups and downs in one's career and one's life. Tonight is a turning point in this show's life history, and you can be part of it by calling the program. Let's take a quick call before we take a quick break, because I knew something's going to happen. I knew we're going to get jammed out with lines. Joplin, Missouri, KZRG, Bob, fire away. Go ahead, please.
Yes, the reason that you're going to stay in is because you are a hardcore libertarian in your face, and you don't bow down to either party. Hannity's had Rand Paul on too many times. I think Karl Rove is getting tired of it, and I think Karl Rove is going to be is what's running Fox. And, yeah, that one girl's cute little blonde, but she's not going to get the ratings.
Interesting. Well, that's it. Stay on the line and getting a free copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. That opens up a line at 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit CARNIVORA.com, that's carnivora.com, and order now.
Days of O's traffic, new problems, Milpitas, southbound 880 Montague Expressway. Third lane from the left blocked by a crash. Traffic is backed up to Mission Boulevard. Northbound 680 Bollinger Canyon Road, new accident there in the left lane. Southbound 680 as you make your way from Alamo to Danville, an earlier crash.
It's the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion. A museum of motorsports history comes to life at Monster Raceway Laguna Seca August 16th through the 18th. Over 500 authentic and historic race cars will compete like they once did. This year's featured mark commemorates the 60th anniversary of America's sports car, the Chevrolet Corvette. Tickets are available at Mazda Race.
By a lot of different people, all of whom have your well-being in mind. The success of your anesthesia experience depends on how completely you answer the confidential questions asked by your certified registered nurse anesthetist. Be honest about your medical history, whether you smoke, drink, take drugs, or have been dieting. Your safety depends on it. A public service message from the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.375%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, need cash.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change.
It is the Savage Nation. I told you I wanted to go to Austria next winter. Maybe I'll catch some Strauss when I'm there. If not, I'll go to a German bar in San Francisco and call it a day. I made some predictions before the break. My prediction was that Wallbanger is finished in Major League Radio. I predicted Savage will replace Wallbanger in Afternoon Drive on all of the Cumulus stations. It's only a prediction. I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm watching the shifting sands. I am the heir apparent. This will be the biggest shakeup in talk radio going on in the radio and what I intuitively feel. And I have to ask you, if my prediction is or turns out to be correct, why do you think Wallbanger would be finished in Major League Radio? I mean, I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. He's probably a very good man. He has a very good message. But he is being booted from primetime on Fox for a reason. And it's that simple. And there's another question, and that is this. Will your city be ready in Afternoon Drive for Michael Savage? Do you have any idea what's going to happen if my prediction comes true? Do you have any idea what it's going to do in your city if I am heard in an audience that's five to six times bigger than the audience I have now? Let's go back when I began. I began on a few stations. Actually, I began on one station. I shook up San Francisco. I changed the landscape of talk radio in San Francisco. When I began in the middle of the night, no one ever heard anything like it. They said I wouldn't last one day. Then they said I wouldn't last 2 days. Then they said I wouldn't last a week. I've had stumbling blocks and impediments put in my way every step of the way in ways you could never imagine. But for some reason, I'm still here. So let me take your calls. Keith on KSFO. Oh, my God. I'm out of time already, huh? Well, when I come back, I'd like to take your calls on what I'm talking about with your reaction to it, whether you agree with me, why they're moving him, if they are moving him on television, why they're moving me, if they're going to move me on radio, which I predict will happen based upon what I see happening. That's a prediction, period. I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, I'm Michael Savage. Why have I been telling you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS? Why? Because your vehicle can get 22% better mileage. That's why. 22% better mileage. A study by Federal Consumer Protection backs it up. 1-800-LESS-GAS. Government test data describes it as very effective. It exceeds mileage guarantees, and it has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. These are amazing reports. They're real, and that's why I want you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS, especially now. The inventor and his product have received the attention of Motor Trend Magazine, Popular Science, and Popular Mechanics. He's even met with General Motors. Listen, this product has a positive 30-year track record, and it's made in the USA. That's right, made in America, not China. 22% better mileage. Call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427. Get up to 22% better mileage. Just call 800-LESS-GAS now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. We start in Haywood, where there's a new crash. Southbound 880 Tennyson looks like it's all off to the right shoulder, but traffic's still slow from A Street. Northbound 880, not as bad as it can be, but look for slow traffic. Alvarado Niles up to Highway 238. We've got an accident top of the bay. Eastbound 37 after Atherton. Looks like at least the one lane is blocked there. Traffic already slow as you make your way towards Highway 121. Danville, southbound 680. El Pintado crash. That's cleared off to the right shoulder, but traffic slow out of Alamo. And in Castro Valley, westbound 580 Center Street, an accident, injuries there. Left lane is blocked. Still slow. Trying to get to the San Mateo Bridge because of an earlier crash. Eastbound 92, back up to Highway 280. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Black Oak Casino Resort. You deserve a vacation in California's gold country, and Black Oak Casino Resort in Tuolumne is the perfect place to play and stay. The hotel at Black Oak Casino is now open, and the gaming action is 24/7. So visit today and enjoy all the Motherlode Country offers. See BlackOakCasino.com for details.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Right now, receive up to 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient with Dr. Rosanelli. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 8/31/13.
Hi, I'm Diane Caridou. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to StopMedicareFraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to StopMedicareFraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Sorry now.
Oh, we go from the high brow to the low brow.
Oh.
Versatility. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Savage, always bold, always winning. New York up 9%. San Francisco KSFO up 63%. Dallas KLIF up 67%. Washington WMAL up 180%. Savage Detroit WJR up 214%. You name the city. KCMO Kansas City, I'm up 300%. Providence up 200%. West Palm Beach, I'm up 200%. So Savage's ratings are soaring while they say talk radio is falling. Why is that? There's a reason for it. And look, you could deny it. You could say, hey, he's fun and I don't like him. You don't have to like me. How do you explain that my show is number one digital? Digital, digital, where all the youngsters go. Michael Savage tops in online listening. There's a reason for that. The iPhone people. They don't even have radios. They have an iPhone. You know that. And digital radio is primarily listened to by a much younger demographic. Well, my detractors call me names. They have an old man. God bless me being an old man. Thank God I made it to this age. But I'm number one in the TSL of the top 25 talk shows. Rush is a hair behind me. Glenn Beck is number three, and then everyone else falls off the edge of the cliff. Hannity was number six. It doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. You don't understand. I mean, in a way, I am. Okay, but then he said, okay, I'm knocking him. Well, what do you want from me? I've been banned from Fox News for how many years now? I have not been allowed on Fox News for years. Why? Because of the two dictators, Hannity and the leprechaun. They hate me. Why do they hate me? I mean, they have gangsters on, gangbangers on, prostitutes, drug dealers, drug runners, tyrants, but not me. Why is that? They have talk shows you never heard of. And now we have radio talk shows. John Schmendrick, never heard of him. You would think they'd want ratings to go up. They cut their nose to spite their face. Hannity could have saved this television show by having the lightning rod Michael Savage on his show. My audience would tune in any day to see me. But he wouldn't. So what do you want me to do? Say I'm not happy? That's my prediction. Okay, now I could fall on my face. It's true. I was right when I wrote Trickle Up Poverty. I was right when I wrote Trickle Down Tyranny. I was right when I called it the Arab Winter. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I'm just using Aristotelian logic, which I'm famous for. And I'm predicting that I will inherit the wind. Not the wind itself, but the airwave winds in drive time on the East Coast on the great cumulus stations. And look, let me go into that if this happens. I'm not going to be in radio for the rest of the century. Let's put it to you that way. This is my last home in radio, not my first home. But in many ways, if this happens, and we'll know more in the next 6 months, they'll be very telling once we see which way the winds of TV and radio blow. I'm going to, you know, be in a new place in a new time. I predicted when I began in radio within 3 months, I told anyone who would listen that I'm going to be in the top three in radio. You ask anyone who knows me. They hated me. Many people here in San Francisco did everything they could. They sabotaged the show electronically. They said that I did things that I never did. It was one thing after another. but I survived it for some reason. Now, I didn't do it on my own. What I'm getting at is, and I don't want to get a little too esoteric here, there was a great Rocky Graziano autobiography when I was a kid. He was a great middleweight fighter. And he wrote a biography. I met him once. His daughter married a friend of mine, as a matter of fact. He was the toughest guy we've ever been around. And his book was Somebody Up There Likes Me. I never forgot that title. It was very blue-collar, very down-to-earth. I got to look back. You know, Huxley wrote, again, to make another quote, and I think he was quoting a poet from the 1900s, when he said that we must live life forward. We can only understand it backward. I've looked back on my life, and I'm telling you that there's some other power, there's another force to explain my survival all these years, not only on the radio, but physically, emotionally, and mentally. I don't think you understand what a strain it is to do live, long-form radio every day for 19 years. People said he wouldn't last at all. I didn't know if I would last. I didn't know if I could do it. But I made a decision in 1994. I mean, many of you know what my age is. I don't have to tell it to you. It doesn't matter to me. What does age have to do with anything? I am like Deborah's general in the Bible. If you want to know what Barak is, I'm Barak. I'm Deborah's general on the Savage Nation. That's funny to use that name, but he didn't invent the name. It's a great name. Ryan, let me have that sheet of paper. 855-400-7282. If you get a comment on any of this, let's go to Keith on line 7, KSFO. Keith, fire away.
Good evening, Michael. Listen, let me give it a real brief to you. I'm going to say some positive things about you, but I don't always agree with you, and I'm not a yes man, okay? I'm 59 years old. I grew up loving radio in the Midwest. I knew that radio was something that TV wasn't. So I listened to Limbaugh in the 80s, and I loved what he did for radio. Don't get me wrong. I'll love it forever. And then and then Sean Hannity comes along, and all the rest come along. But you came along, and I'm north of San Francisco, so I was live when you went to KSFO. And I knew what you did was lightning. It was different. It was alive. It was real. Here's how the rest of the talk shows, Limbaugh and Hannity and the others, how they figured out that culture leads politics. You know how they found out? They did a focus group. I know how you found out. You've lived a life that understands that culture precedes politics. You know they're...
Wow. Now you're very, very insightful. You are 1,000% right. It is all about culture, isn't it?
And so look. So now, what is Hannity doing right now on TV and on radio? He's figured out. He did a focus group. Wow, we should pay attention to popular culture. So what do? They take the garbage that is out there on YouTube and radio and TV, rappers, and they put it on, and then they talk about it. That's not what, just putting on pop culture on radio, that's
yes.
Garbage.
You know, you have to have a feel for it. It's like anything else. It's an art form. I saw this happening. They watched my ratings go up while theirs was going down. So they said, oh, I get it. He talks about food and music. Oh, I get it. So I'll do it, too. And it's sad to listen to because they better stick to Democrats bad and Republicans good. It's all they know how to do.
There's one more point I want to make, Michael. You said at the beginning of the current show, meaning not tonight, but this current series that you've got, the hour, the end of the day. I remember when you came back on several months ago. You said, you know what? I have the catbird seat. I'm in charge here because I don't have to do politics all day. I have the end of the day, and I'm going to reflect on the day because that's what people want. And you know what? I still listen to Limbaugh because I work
yep.
at home. I still
yes.
listen to Sean. I listen
right.
to Jared. But when you come on at the end of the day, you're not just doing politics. You have an end-of-the-day perspective, and that's why they want you in the middle of the day, because they want you to bring that end-of-the-day perspective that's not just politics. They want you to bring that to the middle of the day, and when you do, you will change talk radio.
Well, from your mouth to God's ear, we don't know who they are, and I don't know if it's going to happen. I am predicting that this is likely to happen based upon what's happening to Hannity on television. That's what I'm trying to say. This is a speculation. I'm going way out on a limb. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So it'll be a mistake. That's all. But the fact of the matter is I'm lobbying for that as well. You have to understand I'm also lobbying for that position. I hope that people are listening to what you just said, because you are 100% right. It is about culture. And no one else can do, let's say very few can do it the same way. Let's put it to you that way. And it's actually sad to watch a klutzy guy try to be a high wire act. He can't do it. He's better off walking down in the ring than trying to get up on the high wire because people can see the difference. So, yeah, it doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Everyone can do what they can do. That's all. Let me send you Trickle Down Tyranny in paperback. I want to thank you for that insightful call. And, yes, that's right. It's a long day part from morning till night. There's room for everybody in this day part, and that's as simple as it. I'm not trying to be on the air 24 hours a day. 855-400-7282. Let's go to WSKY in Florida. Tom, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, Michael, congratulations. And that was a great caller just a minute ago. Yeah, yeah. I'm listening on WSKY. It's a FM station, and you wouldn't believe how great you sound on FM radio. You rock the bezel functions of the transmitter, Michael.
Oh, I wanted to, one day I want to devote a half an hour of the show to microphones and to transmitters and to Moog synthesizers. I got to tell you something, Tom. I once did a show 5 years ago where I had four different microphones in the studio. I don't know if you heard it. 5 years ago, I switched microphones and asked the audience, the audiophiles listening, to tell me if they could tell me which microphone I was using at what time. It was an amazing show, the differential there. And I just use a plain old workhorse microphone for talk radio. The others are amazing for music.
Yeah, Michael?
The RE28 is amazing.
Yeah, Michael, I'm an engineer, so I understand what you're saying, and I know you have hundreds of other engineers, but I have an idea. Now that you're, and congratulations on the new time slot, I'd say...
Well, wait, hold on. I don't have a new time slot. You mean this slot. I'm on now. This is my slot. I'm known for my predictions. I'm only making a prediction based upon what I see going on with Hannity on TV.
I know. I'm a little excited, but can I make a prediction?
Uh-oh. I know it's going to be a punch in the nose, but go ahead. I'm a big guy.
No, it's not. I'd say take over the 6 to 9 time slot, too, and play the show replay for the second time.
from your mouth to the radio god's ears. Yeah, I should be on 24 hours a day. Sure, they're really going to do that one. All right, Tom, sending you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny paperback on the way to you. 855-408-400, what's my number? 855-407-282 is the phone number. And I predicted certain things. Do you remember that I stopped the Dubai port deal single-handedly? Do you remember that? Many of you weren't even listening to radio at that time. But the government tried to turn over port security to our good friends in Dubai. I went nuts, and I raised hell on these airwaves. And strangely enough, Chuck Schumer came on my show, believe it or not. And as you well know, politics makes strange bedfellows, because we unified right and left on an issue of national security. They agreed they didn't want people from Dubai loading and unloading ports in New York City, for example. We stopped the Dubai ports deal. Let me continue that. Because of that, George Bush hated me. George Bush and his handlers had talk radio hosts to the White House. It was a distinguished list. I think it included Limbaugh, Hannity and others. Michael Savage was banned from the White House. He was persona non grata. Why? Because I am not a Republican water carrier. There are good Republicans, and there are very bad Republicans. By and large, you know and I know, I am the first and only Major League Independent in talk radio. It's as simple as that. And most of you listening to the show identify probably as Libertarian Independents. You don't want to identify with either party. WABC, Jerry, you're next up. Go ahead, please, from Gotham.
Yes, Dr. Savage, thank you for taking my call. I've been with you since 1992. I'm a Brooklyn-born Navy veteran, and I just want to say thank you for everything you've done, especially with the support of the Marines, who's a murder in Iraq. I can't say enough that New York needs you, and we are waiting. And hopefully everything that you're saying is going to come to pass, because that shyster that you're replacing, I remember what he was doing on ABC before he became famous. He was going after Clinton. He was doing the overnights on ABC. You have been speaking the truth, nothing but the truth, since 90.
Wait, I don't understand. He went after Clinton, so what was wrong with that?
Yeah, but he was doing the overnights on ABC. He used that to get himself fame. None of these guys... Especially.
Oh, what you're saying, that wasn't easy. That's like shooting ducks in a barrel.
Exactly. You have been speaking the truth since 92. And we're talking 20 years.
Yep, it's almost 20 years. This March 24th, 2014, God willing, is my 20th anniversary in radio. And if things go the way I hope they will, I intend to have a gigantic event, I hope in Yankee Stadium or the Nassau Coliseum on the East Coast and somewhere on the West Coast, if I can pull it off. But that's a long way from now. That's 20th anniversary. It's been a 19-and-a-half-year one-man show. That's a pretty long time. If it was on Broadway, it would be front-page news in the theater section of the New York Times. But because I'm on radio, they pretend I don't exist, even though I've had maybe 5 New York Times bestsellers as well. But, you know, Jerry, I only need my audience. I don't need the old York Times. Jerry, thank you for understanding how I have supported those people. God bless them. The phone number is 855-472-8. Jerry, you're getting a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. Let's go to Syracuse. I like the initials, the acronym. It's easy to remember. S-Y-R, Syracuse. Joe, you're next up on the Savage Nation.
It's a privilege to share the airwaves with you, Mr. Savage, or should I say Professor Savage?
No, no, just call me Michael, that's all.
Well, thank you, Michael. I really believe that God has put you in your position. You have a special place in our hearts because of your belief in God, your belief in true wisdom, your belief in America, the America that our parents have forged, and your language, borders, and Israel all come into line. You're feeding your sheep that listen on the radio. You're really giving us the meat and potatoes that we long for, and we really long for the world to hear. So I believe, I don't even listen to TV anymore. I just watch maybe some racing and some oil painting shows, but I don't watch any more news anymore. Even Fox, I dropped that a long time ago.
Why is that? Why would you drop Fox? I mean, look, just because they moved to the middle doesn't mean they're bad. They do have a fairly good perspective on things. It certainly beats the psychopaths on MSNBC and the nuts on CNN.
You do. You hit things right on the head. You know what's going on. You tell us ahead of time when planes are being shipped here for no reason, when this is being done. You're right on. Just like I remember that thing you were saying about with the Dubai on the piers. You're right on the mark with these things, and you're usually ahead of the curve. And it's the things that always fly under the radar on TV. And I believe that...
Well, it's a different medium, but I'm talking only about radio. And I see what's happening to Wallbanger on TV. They're moving him, I think, 1 hour down from Megyn Kelly. And if he's being knocked out of the prime spot in Major League TV, you know, cable, I predict something like that is liable to happen in radio. It's as simple as that. It's logical. Wouldn't it be logical?
Yeah.
I mean, how long can people take Republican talking points on a daily basis? They want more than a daily plug for a man's TV show. It's a cavalcade of Washington insiders as guests. His friends are on the show. Washington insiders are on the show. Every night, Karl Rove is on the show, or every other night. How much can people take? Be sure to tune in my TV show. So people want more. They don't want to be used like that. That's my opinion. Joe, stay in the line. I'll send you a book. I'll be right back.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, Mohamed Morsi was elected president in a Democratic election. His government was not inclusive and did not respect the views of all Egyptians.
What do you mean views? You know, he burning churches down.
Many Egyptians, millions of Egyptians, perhaps even a majority of Egyptians, were calling for a change in course.
Right.
And while we do not believe that force is the way to resolve political differences, after the military's intervention several weeks ago, there remained a chance for reconciliation and an opportunity to pursue
a
democratic path.
Yeah. The lion sleeps tonight. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Barak has a tough job. Barak is a great Hebrew name, by the way. Barak is a great Hebrew name. People don't know that. It's known in many languages. Barak, lightning, from the Greek. Al-Burak in Arabic. You don't know who Barak was. He was a military general in the Book of Judges in the Bible. He was a commander of the army of Deborah, the prophetess and heroine of the Hebrew Bible. And so the name is powerful, and most of us understand that Barak is using his powers of his great powers of rhetoric and his great powers of swaying people in the wrong way for America. That's the terrible truth of the reality. This man could do so much, could do such good for this country. Instead, he tries to take every institution apart, borders, language, and culture on a daily basis. Now, I've made the point over and over again. I predicted it in my books, predicted it in Trickle Up Poverty, where I said he would attack our borders, economy, and security. Was I right or wrong? My next bestseller was Trickle Down Tyranny. I'll ask all of you good liberals out there, good or bad liberals, whatever you may be, under Obama, do you feel that there's more government intrusion in your life? That is more tyranny? Or less government intrusion in your life? Well, you know the true answer is you have seen more tyranny, not less tyranny. So I've made predictions that have been correct, not only these but others. And tonight I've made a prediction in the first hour that, well, let me read you a blog that just came out from Rich Lieberman, who has a wonderful blog. I don't know Rich. I've never met him, but he does local media. People read him. Rich Lieberman, 415 Media. Savage offers bombastic prediction. I'm going to replace Sean Hannity on primetime radio. Savage, I'll be replacing Hannity on Cumulus Drive Time stations. He's finished. And then I'll read what he wrote. Even the negative. There's negative in here. I'm not buying him calamari after this. He says this. Michael Savage is the bombastic syndicated radio host who has catapulted to the number two most listened to radio personality, boasted on his show Thursday night that he will be replacing Sean Hannity on radio. Savage, who's based in San Francisco, heard on KSFO 6 to 9 p.m., began his show with the theme song from 2001, A Space Odyssey. He offered a terse prediction, quote, Hannity is done. It's not that I don't like him, but his ratings are down and there's a reason. Roger Ailes is replacing him with Megyn Kelly. Indeed, it is widely rumored that Kelly will soon replace Hannity on FNC's primetime 6 p.m. program, 9 p.m. Eastern. He then goes on. He says, Hannity's radio program on Cumulus, heard also on KSO from noon to 3, has also taken a ratings beating, probably due in large part to his regular daily anti-Obama diatribes. It's fairly predictable, he writes. It's fairly predictable radio, and not the least entertaining at that. Savage wasn't specific about a time when he'd inherit Hannity's time slot, but I've heard sooner rather than later. Rich goes on and says, don't be surprised if a move were made by the fall. No, that's someone saying something I don't even know. He then goes on, Rich Lieberman, and writes, I asked the longtime SF broadcast exec about Savage's prediction, and here's what he said. Quote, look, Savage wouldn't hurt. Hannity is a one-trick pony. I don't know what Cumulus is waiting for, frankly. I don't know who that executive is. I have no idea. I'm laughing because suddenly there's an executive in San Francisco who sees which way the wind is blowing. And he likes me. life is funny. I'm laughing because it's all a prediction. I can fall on my face. I'm predicting. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. We have no idea, really. If you get a comment on my statement that Obama is doing the right thing with regard to Egypt, you know, in a way he's doing the right, in a way he isn't. Frankly, he should come out on the side of the military. That's my prediction, is the military is actually restoring order by getting rid of the Islamists, by crushing them the way Mubarak did. I mean, let's be realists here. Nobody likes a military coup, but sometimes they're necessary. Okay? You can quote me on that. Yeah, no one likes a military coup, but sometimes they're necessary. It would have been nice if there was an early military coup in Germany after Hitler won. Would have been a nice if they didn't blow up the meeting 8 years later. It would have been nice if they had a little military coup in 33, 34, 35. They waited a little too late. So don't underestimate the benefits of a military coup if the military men themselves understand which way the country is going to go when a dictator takes over. So the military conducted a coup because the people said, we don't want to be thrown back into the Middle Ages by this psychopath Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood. So what happened is there's murder going on. But this is what's killing me on the Egypt thing. This shows you that liberalism is a mental disorder. And I'm going to stick to that theme. You have NPR stating that the Muslim Brotherhood was duly elected and they should be in power. This is all the while the Muslim Brotherhood and their cohorts are burning churches to the ground in Egypt, killing Coptic Christians who've been there for 1,000 years. They didn't just arrive. You can't use the excuse that the Jews came from Poland, which the Muslims use in Israel, even though the Jews have been there for 5,000 years or more. You can't use that big lie that they're interlopers. The Christians have been there for 1,000 years, and the Muslims are burning their churches. We should intervene, by the way. If we're going to intervene at all,
Well, I'll ask the question. If we're intervening at all, which side should we intervene on? Certainly on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood, as McCain wants. We should intervene on the side of the military and put an end to this as quickly as possible. And that's a very big topic. Politically, there's no bigger topic because it's the largest Muslim population on earth. And it's been wrecked. The stability in the Middle East has been wrecked by, shall I list the cast of characters? Because I studied this. I wrote about it in great detail in Trickle Down Tyranny. I told you what was going to happen. I was the first to call the Arab Spring the Arab Winter. You may not like me, but I'm right most of the time. And I know the origins of the entire Arab Spring theory, which has blown up in their faces. It was funded by George Soros's billions. It was drawn up, so best as I know, by Zbigniew Brzezinski. That's Jimmy Carter's hatchet man in international affairs. It was, let's say, ushered into power by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And from the across the entire Arab crescent, we have a disaster. It's been the greatest policy disaster in modern American history, right under your noses. But the reason you don't know it is because the newspapers aren't reporting it. And so, therefore, forget Obama, forget Hillary Clinton, forget Soros. What's important is that stability be restored in Egypt as soon as possible. If this is allowed to go on, the Muslim Brotherhood is liable to close the Suez Canal. If they close the Suez Canal by committing some kind of horrendous terrorist act and blocking the channel by sinking ships, you're going to have an oil price spike that you'll never believe. You'll never see anything like it in your lifetime. Now, maybe the oil companies would like that. It's a good argument for oil pipeline from Canada, the Keystone XL pipeline that Obama's been blocking. It's a good argument for fracking, by the way, to get rid of this already. Let them go pound sand in the Middle East. I mean, just drill, drill, drill. Let's stop it. We could be an oil exporting nation in 20 years if we stop being dependent upon the media and the those in the media who support the big cartels. If you care to comment on my comments about my prediction that Wallbanger may be finished in Major League Radio, that I feel that I am going to replace him on Cumulus stations for sure, that Hannity's sun has set in the media in general, that there's a changing of the guard, and that you heard it first on the Savage Nation, and I predicted I'm the heir apparent for Afternoon Drive in the United States of America. The phone number is 855-407-2282. Let's begin with our callers. Let's go to Lauren. I have, of the millions of listeners I have some Savagettes. I think there are 13 of them right now. Lauren is one of the 13 lucky women who listen to the show. Lauren, welcome to the program.
I am the happiest Savagette in the whole wide world, and thank you. We need to hear you, and if he says one more time that you're a great American, and you're a great American, I mean, it was like if I had a gun, I wouldn't be here.
No, I can't take it myself. How can you be a great American and tell the others that they're great Americans, I'd like to know?
Crazy.
How many great Americans can there be in one room?
I don't know, but thank God for you.
No, no, it's actually embarrassing to listen to that. Hey, great American, how are you tonight? Oh, fine, great American, how are you tonight? Well, great American, what do you think tonight? Well, great American, I'll tell you. No, I've listened to this myself and said, I don't understand this. I don't understand how this can go on.
It's drugs.
No, it's not. I think it's just plain old, let's put it to you this way, let's leave it at that. It's not to do with that. It's to do with the fact that, look, they've gotten away with the same act for many years. There's no versatility. And it's run out. That's all. It's run its course. It's that simple.
Stop Obama Express is over.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What are you stopping? It's the second term already. Yeah. If I have to hear the word Obamacare one more time from the right, I don't know what I'm going to do. Obamacare scares them more than a meteorite falling in from space. The Republicans have made Obamacare into a gigantic meteor that's about to fall from space. They're about as afraid of Obamacare as liberals are of global warming. They're living in fantasy land. I mean, we know it's socialized medicine, duh, and what are you going to do about it? And what? And what? Now let's move on. And secondly, I'm not a policymaker. I'm a radio talk show host. This is primarily, by the way, an entertainment medium. People forget that. This is not a revolutionary radio show coming out of Havana in 1959.
And I think a lot of people on radio have forgotten that. They think that it's Fidel's cohorts talking on Radio Free Havana. You know, hasta la victoria siempre. And you know, what do they want him to do? Join the revolution? Okay, I'm sending you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. And you'll get it in the mail. Let's go to the callers. 855-407-282. The topics are me and Egypt. It's as simple as that. Let's take a caller out of WMAL in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. John and WMAL, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm actually in Crofton, Maryland, which is only about a half hour away.
And beautiful country. Beautiful country.
Yeah, I get in trouble when I say Washington, D.C., at least with Sean Hannity's buddy Mark Levin. He banned me from the show because I said I was from Washington, D.C., and he thought I was trying to be sneaky about
Where would anyone ban, what, for saying you're from a different city? I don't get that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we either identify in this area with being from Washington or Baltimore. We're Redskin fans or we're Ravens fans. So it's no big deal. But he made it a big deal and banned me from the show saying that I was, you know, I was being dishonest. But anyway, the reason I called is a guy that I was friends with that was a talk radio host after he lost his Fox News Sunday show to Chris Wallace, Tony Snow.
Oh, yeah.
Soul. He had a talk radio show, and I was his one-man focus group. I would read the Washington Post in the morning and get in touch with him. His show came on at 9 a.m., and I'd give him you know, some of the things that were in the paper that, you know, maybe would be interesting on his show. But anyway, when the Dubai ports thing came up, he went up to Baltimore, and I think he might have gone to New York.
Who are we talking about now, Tony Snow?
Went up to personally.
Well, John, hold it a minute. What are you basically saying happened as a result of him supporting Bush on the Dubai ports deal?
Well, he was one of the few guys. Now, you were talking about, you know, you didn't get invited to the White House, and he invited other talk show hosts.
Oh, absolutely, of course.
Tony Snow.
Tony Snow was the press secretary.
No, he wasn't. He was just a talk radio host at that time. But
he was rewarded for supporting Bush. As a result of supporting him, he got a job, didn't he?
He got the job out of that because he was one of the few people that supported him.
Yes, I understand how it works. It's true for either party, John. Thank you for the call. Out of W Mall. What time is it? 19 minutes after the hour, 20 minutes after the hour now. You're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-8488. That's 1-800-456-8488. 1-800-456-8488.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
It's the Good Guys 27th West Coast Nationals presented by Flowmaster at the Fairgrounds in Pleasanton August 23rd through the 25th. Enjoy three big days of summer hot rod and fun featuring over 3,500 classic American vehicles at our giant show and shine, including hot rods, customs, muscle cars, and trucks. Visit vendor exhibits and shop the swap meet and cars for sale corral. Plus, don't miss the mini engine display and earth-shaking Nitro Thunderfest. For tickets and details, visit good-guys.com. Good Guys, celebrating 30 years of cool cars, cool people, good times.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments and making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800.
Game on! Graton Resort and Casino wants to give you the experience of a lifetime. Win your chance to throw out the first pitch at the Giants game. Plus, watch the game from four lower box seats. Just sign up today for the Graton Rewards card at GratonResortCasino.com. Graton Resort and Casino is the Bay Area's newest place to play, and it opens this fall. Don't miss your chance to throw out the first pitch at the
morning show. It's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Let me make one final point. America cannot determine the future of Egypt. That's a task for the Egyptian people.
He's right.
We don't take sides.
Exact right thing. If he's going to intervene at all, it has to be on the side of the generals to put a stop to the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood, because the Arab Spring has blown up in his face. It's the Arab winter. It's a disaster for the world, never mind for Obama. Forget Obama for a minute. We are talking about the Arab Crescent is on fire. Whether it's Libya, where they destroyed Gaddafi, as evil as he was somewhat the devil we know, and look who the devil we don't know has become. Whether it was Mubarak, the devil we know, who was our best friend in Egypt for over 40 years and Israel's best friend. They fought horrendous wars, and they fought to a draw, and they drew a peace treaty, and he maintained the treaty. How? By suppressing the Muslim Brotherhood, who killed his antecedent in Egypt. Let's not forget who the Muslim Brotherhood is. They're terrorists. Hitler didn't seize power. Hitler put on a suit, and Hitler moderated his pitch, and Hitler became president. He got 33% of the vote. Many of you don't know that. And just like Hitler, Morsi, after getting elected, started to accrue absolute power. And what was happening was horrible for Christians and modern people in Egypt. And they didn't like it. So the very same people who overthrew Mubarak in Tahrir Square went out and said, no, we don't want them. We don't want the women wearing veils. We don't want to be taken back hundreds of years as they've done in Iran. And now we see what's happened, the violence. So the military stepped in and said, enough is enough. We're not going to let this go on. And America's staying out of it, probably rightly so, as we are staying out of the Syrian situation for exactly the same reasons. We're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. But under no circumstance can this country afford to support Al-Qaeda elements, whether it be called the Muslim Brotherhood or anything else. At least that's one man's opinion. We'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
KSFO traffic. I am Palo Alto, southbound 101 Embarcadero. Had a crash. At one point, it was blocking the four left lanes. Traffic is backing up behind it. Looks like a few more lanes have been reopened. However, traffic's going to be slow as you make your way from University Avenue. We've got slow traffic recovering in San Jose, southbound 85 before 17. That crash is cleared. Sluggish, though, Cupertino into Saratoga. Eastbound 80, still bumper to bumper from 101 onto the lower deck. A bit sluggish on the upper deck into San Francisco. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For all of your plumbing needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, go to rotorooter.com and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com. And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.com.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
When you're in the hospital for surgery, you're asked a lot of questions by a lot of different people, all of whom have your well-being in mind. The success of your anesthesia experience depends on how completely you answer the confidential questions asked by your certified registered nurse anesthetist. Be honest about your medical history, whether you smoke, drink, take drugs, or have been dieting. Your safety depends on it. A public service message from the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We live in an age of instant communications. I made a prediction. It was only a prediction. It was only my supposition based on what I see going on. Already the articles are flying. Here's another one just came out. They wrote the article. I can't stop what people are going to say about what I say, can I? WND. Savage predicts he'll take over Hannity's radio slot. Citing the accuracy of many previous predictions, talk radio host Michael Savage forecast on his Savage Nation show Thursday night that he will take over Sean Hannity's coveted afternoon drive slot on the Cumulus Network. Savage said he is basing his prediction on the recent report that Fox News is moving Hannity from his primetime television spot and, quote, on what I intuitively feel. I'm reading the tea leaves, he said. I'm watching the shifting sands. I am the heir apparent. This will be the biggest shakeup in talk radio history should my prediction come true. Savage gave examples of previous successful predictions, including his books Trickle Up Poverty, predicting President Obama's policies would make Americans poorer, and Trickle Down Tyranny, anticipating Obama's unconstitutional consolidation of power and intrusion into private lives. Savage also noted he was the first to call the Arab Spring the Arab Winter, predicting the political revolutions in the Middle East would result only in worse tyranny. Last month, an industry source told Politico that Cumulus Media, the second biggest broadcaster in the country, was planning to drop both Hannity and Rush Limbaugh from its stations at the end of the year, which an industry insider said would be good news for Savage, who has been getting phenomenal ratings. Savage already is number one in digital radio. According to TalkStream Live's second quarter rankings, Savage is besting Limbaugh for the top spot. It is the second time he has become the top streaming talker. Savage said he's appealing to the digital audience because it's a much younger demographic than terrestrial radio. Savage is the author of 29 books, including 6 New York Times bestsellers. And go on. So that's their coverage, which is very good. They're good people. I work with them. And it's a friendly interview. The negatives are going to come as sure as I'm sitting here. Here's one that's a little mix. This came up from a site called Mediaite. Mediaite. Like kryptonite. Mediaite. Let me just read it. I'll read it right to you. Mediaite says conservative group wrings hands over Fox's new pro-gay agenda led by Megyn Kelly. Limbaugh says he is too famous would overshadow this GOP event. Oh. Then a new story is Michael Savage predicts he will replace Hannity at Cumulus, Limbaugh likely to stay. And I'll read their article. Again, based on my statements, they wrote this. Conservative radio host Michael Savage teased a major announcement on his website earlier today, and tonight he delivered. Savage predicted that he will be replacing Sean Hannity's time slot on Cumulus Media's network of stations. While Hannity's fate appeared to be tied to that of Rush Limbaugh in the initial reports on the Cumulus move, Mediaite has learned from a talk radio source Limbaugh is likely to stay. Mediaite has also learned from multiple talk radio sources that Savage's prediction will likely be confirmed soon. Quote, I predict right here, right now, that I, Michael Savage, and the Savage Nation is going to take over the Sean Hannity show time slot by the end of the year, Savage said. He's probably a nice guy, but his time has come and his time is gone. He continued, and I am the heir apparent to afternoon drive on the East Coast and around America on Cumulus stations, which have the most powerful stations in the radio world. They then go on. If Hannity's strong right-wing views were the impetus for Cumulus's decision to potentially let him go, emphasis on potentially, they would not be getting anything less conservative and savage. The host has a long history of causing controversy with his remarks, dating back at least 10 years. Savage also has a history of animosity with the man he says he's replacing. He recently called Hannity a fake conservative and one of the most shallow men in the American media. All right, listen to audio below. So it's getting its following. You'll get your detractors bringing up the same old. You'll get the supporters, etc. It's also on Inside Radio. It's on All Access. It's in Radio Online. I mean, many of you don't understand what's happening right here as you listen to it. History is being
predicted here, and whether I'm right or wrong, it's already being shaped. That's the interesting thing right now. We're living in a totally different time. We're not waiting for tomorrow's newspaper to land in your driveway. We're not waiting for the top of the hour news. We're making news as we talk, and it's being spread instantly by these websites. So this is the New World Order, by the way. We're part of the New World Order. We can say we fear the New World Order. There's something good about it, too. We're part of it. Think about what I just said. We all say, oh, the New World Order. Well, guess what? We can control it. We can control a lot of what happens in the world through the powers that we have. We have radio. We have the internet. They may not like me. They may not like everything I say, but they listen. They do hear me. They know that I'm right more than I'm wrong about international events in particular. Now, by the way, that's my strongest card, going back to Bush. When I first said that Bush won was exactly right in his war against Saddam Hussein by not killing him and not taking out the Republican Guard, he was very smart to leave a few chess pieces in Iraq to counteract Iran. I said that 12 years ago, 15 years ago, I don't know when. And then Bush, too, came along, and he was advised by the neocon people who were not as smart as his father's advisors, and they said, go all the way, kill Saddam Hussein, take out the Republican Guard, and what did I say would happen? In a book I wrote years ago in 2005 where I wrote Liberalism as a Mental Disorder, I said, I hope my prediction is wrong. Again, a prediction. I said, I hope the following prediction is wrong. But Bush's war against Saddam Hussein and his military, taking them out down to the last tank, could turn out to be the worst military mistake in modern American history. Why? Because I said the big winner will be the Shia in Iran, and they will have a new Persia that will emerge between Iraq and Iran. Well, was I right or was I wrong? So Bush wasted lives, wasted our national treasury, and almost bankrupted if he didn't bankrupt the nation. And remember this, wars cost money. Wars cost a great deal of money. And the Iraq War bankrupted the United States of America. Yes, it did. You may not want to hear it. The contracting fraud, the billions of dollars sent over there, not only in equipment that they're sending back they don't know what to do with, but the fraud, plane loads of $100 bills, nobody knows where they went. Well, it's ancient history. I remember reading that Napoleon bankrupted France with his insanity. Well, you know, the more things change, the more they remain the same. And now we have this problem in the world of, let's not dwell on that right now. I don't want to get into the violence in Egypt because it's too easy to say I told you so. But I don't want to win here. I'd rather lose here. 855-400-7282. Let's take some callers. Jay in Connecticut, you've been holding a long time. You're up on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Yes, it was a pleasure to talk to you again. I wanted to say the reason why they're probably replacing him is because they want to put a woman in there because the Republican Party runs the station. So when Hillary runs, they got somebody else they can use to be able to pick on her. It doesn't, and it's not, you know, a guy doing it. And he basically run out his clock. I remember I grew up listening to you and him, but I listened to him first. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Found you. And I was 13 years old, right before my dad went on one of his deployments. And I found you, and I started getting my mother listening to you. We used to stay out till midnight in the car listening to you. And then,
well, you know what's interesting is that I've been a one-man show for 19 years. It's a pretty long time. And some people who listened to me were children when their dads had them in the car, or the mother wouldn't let them listen to Michael Savage. Mothers say, you can't listen to that guy. And the fathers would say, no, listen to him. And the dad, isn't it true that happened probably?
Well, my mother got a little bit sensitive on a few things, but eventually she just turned you off on a few adult content things. About 13, 14, Dad was overseas. We 2 hours later at midnight after you got done, we talked to him. Sent you two books. I taught you before that was one that they ripped up my dad's book. But they also did the
Wait, you're not the one whose father was in the Navy who got fired because he had my book on his desk a few years ago.
This was in the Army. My dad was leaving.
Unbelievable. You see, isn't this wonderful living in the new PC world? It's frightening to think that we've lost our freedoms to this extent. I want to thank you for listening so loyally to the show. I'm sending you Trickle Down Tyranny. Stay on the line. That opens up a line on the Savage Nation. WABC, New York City. Ben, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead with Michael Savage and everyone else.
I just want to say, I've been listening to you for about 6 to 8 months now, and while I may not agree with everything you say, the fact is that you're very honest and very sincere about what you're saying. Sean Hannity isn't, and I think it's finally the public has figured that out. The ratings have been going down. He's not too intelligent. I think whichever way the wind blows is the way Sean Hannity goes. And it'll be a breath of fresh air to have you on during the day because I think the public...
Well, again, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm predicting and I hope it does happen. But, you know, I want to say this. I think that Hannity is quite intuitively intelligent. I think that what he lacks for in formal education, he makes up for in his, let us say his instincts are good. He loves the country. But that doesn't make for a good radio show. Radio is much different than television. And one of the reasons his ratings on TV have, frankly, fallen by 50%, he has to blame himself for that. I have nothing to do with it. But I am a part of it. I'm head-to-head with him. You know, I came along last year. I changed time slot. I'm head-on-head with him. In other words, if my show is so big on radio, where's the audience coming from? I'm taking it away from shows that I'm competing with on television, the 9 p.m. East Coast slot, the 6 p.m. West Coast slot. So I accounted for a big part of his ratings dump on TV. But that's not the main reason. It's the same predictable Republican good, Democrat bad. And even if that is true to a certain point, I can't listen to it. I can't listen to it every day in and day out. I can't listen to it.
I tell you one thing, get my blood pressure going, listen to the Sean Hannity. I mean,
well, that's good. That's a good thing. If you have low blood pressure, it's the show for you. stay on the line. We'll send you a copy of Trickle Down Tyranny. Look, you got to laugh at it all at the end of the day. As I said to you, remember I said yesterday that it's not living well is the best revenge? Living is the best revenge. In this world, just getting up in the morning and feeling that you can walk through the day is revenge unto itself in the world, because many people are, they're falling by the wayside. I got to tell you, I know a lot of people who are very successful, built it on their own. They're living in hell because of Obama. And it's not that they're going to go broke in their lifetime. They see what the man is actually doing to the country and they don't like it. They don't like his wrecking ball. And they see where this is leading. And you know, I want to tie this into something bigger, because many of you say, all right, here he goes with the Obama bashing. I'm turning it off. Hold on a minute. When I was a young social worker, yes, I was, in New York City, first job out of college, social worker. We call it social worker. And I worked for the New York City Department of Welfare in New York. I'll never forget, as long as I live, there was a mayor, I forget. I don't forget. I think it was Mayor Lindsay. And I liked him. He was, you know, man everyone liked. He was good looking. He was charming. He was debonair. He's a debonair guy. What kids, young people don't know politics. They know style. It's all style, not substance. No one really knows. And that's why Obama is so popular, by the way. He's very stylistically appealing to the young and to the foolish. And so, therefore, I liked Lindsay. But at the time, William F. Buckley Jr. made some moves that he wanted to run for the mayorship. And I loved William F. Buckley Jr. I was very young. I used to read the National Review. Even though I was a young liberal pot smoker at the time, which I've told you about, I didn't know any better. I loved his intellect. I loved Buckley's intellect. I love his delivery. I loved his writings. And I remember saying to my supervisor in the liberal welfare department, God, I'd love to see William F. Buckley Jr. as mayor. And this, you know, like you ever watch Mad Men? She looked like that. She was well-dressed, worked in the welfare department, very sophisticated. She said, Michael, it's not him that you have to worry about. It's the people that he would bring to the office. And I said, what do you mean by that? She said, he may be a reasonable conservative, but the people around him will probably be extremists. I thought about that. And if that's not exactly what we're seeing with Obama, but you see there's a double entendre here. Obama was an extremist himself to begin with, so he has around him extremists. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Whatever department you touch, whichever institution you touch, you see extremists running things. I'll give you a quick example. We read yesterday that the new Interior Secretary, some unknown moron, comes along and says, we don't want any climate change doubters or skeptics in my department. That is the antithesis of free thinking. That is the antithesis of liberalism. That is the antithesis of an intellect. Do you understand what's happening to your country? You have extremists running everything. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
You're just a couple of clicks away from instantly upgrading your home. Look, old window coverings betray how hard you work to keep up your home. Everybody sees them, even from the street. Yuck. But with my friends at Blinds.com, it doesn't get any easier. And with prices lower than those big box stores, it's so affordable, you'd wish you'd gone there months ago. Want to know why I selected Blinds.com for my house? First, their prices crush home improvement store prices. And second, they have over 100 design experts happy to answer your questions. Even if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So hurry and save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and zero sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000 in cash. Go to Blinds.com for details, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com, Blinds.com. Go to Blinds.com.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-794-5642. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-794-5642. That's 800-794-5642. Call 800-794-5642.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance hotline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, now you can get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-809-7991. That's 1-800-809-7991. When you call, you will get free information. Free information on health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of financial distress in our country today. But if you call the special toll-free hotline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtain health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this health insurance hotline today for free information. Don't delay. Call the health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-809-7991. That's 1-800-809-7991 today.
This is an important announcement for all Americans who don't have health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance hotline has now been set up especially for you. Even if your health is bad or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell. But call 1-800-809-7945. That's 1-800-809-7945. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are now available to all Americans. The current government administration is mandating that in the near future, all Americans must have health insurance to avoid unnecessary taxation. All Americans are strongly urged to call this health insurance hotline today for free info. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor. Protect yourself and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs that can cause serious financial hardship. Call the health insurance hotline at 1-800-809-7945. That's 1-800-809-7945. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7945. Today.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-426-0551. That's 1-800-426-0551. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you're behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you.
You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-426-0551. The Federal Student Loan Relief Partner Companies has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-426-0551 for free information today. That's 1-800-426-0551.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So, why do you think Wallbanger is being moved gently from Fox prime time? And what do you think of my prediction that I will replace Wallbanger's radio show on the radio landscape? And what do you think of my statement that Obama's doing about the right thing given the situation in Egypt right now? Because that's about all you can do. Whatever he does is going to be a mistake right now. Best thing is to stay out of it, as we have been doing in Syria. I have no idea why anyone would back the so-called rebels, as I've said from the beginning. Who are the rebels? It's Al-Qaeda. So we're going to back our enemies? It's the same with Egypt. You don't have to be a genius to understand what's going on. They say, well, we as a Democrat can support a military coup. Yes, you can. As I said earlier, sometimes a military coup is to be desired. God, if we had only seen a military coup in Germany in the early 30s, wouldn't it be a different world? Hitler won an election, democratically elected, won an election, campaigned, wore a suit, and won the election. If only the military, most of whom hated him, by the way, he was not a German to them. They were old guard aristocrats, most of them. They hated Hitler. If only they had a coup in Germany in the early days, the whole shape of the world would be different, wouldn't it? It's the same in Egypt. What do you mean it was a duly elected? What does that mean? What does duly elected mean? You can rig elections. You can have morons vote 10 times. Take a look at what we have here in this country with democracy. Most of the people know that this election was a sham. Most of the people know that the majority of Americans are not liberal. The majority of Americans are centrists or quite to the right. A little to the right of the center on most issues and very far to the center on fiscal issues. And yet we have the exact opposite in a ruling junta here. It's like a junta running the country. How different is it? So we had democracy. Wonderful. Well, you're not going to have a military coup in America. He purged the military. He purged the military. That's a separate story for another night. The military was purged after Benghazi. You may not know it, but three generals and a major league admiral were dismissed for no reason whatsoever on trumped-up charges because they were the only ones in the military after the other two were eliminated. The two great generals, Petraeus and McChrystal, were thrown out because they were undermined by Rolling Stone magazine with complete lies. I mean, never should have been left. We had great generals. So we lost McChrystal. We lost Petraeus. Then he fired three generals and an admiral. Who's left in the military now? Who's left? You have a dictatorship in this country. So let's go on now. Let's go on now. We have a huge task ahead of us, whether it's me and my predictions coming true or not. We have a very big task ahead of us. We have midterm elections coming up in a year, in 2014, which will determine a great deal because if the Democrats should seize absolute power, you'll have a disaster in this country unlike any you've ever seen. Watch out, you liberals. You may just get what you wish for. And take a look at California right now. You think California's doing well? The roads are broken. We're being taxed to death. And the illegal aliens are running all over our schools and other institutions. And I'm not putting them on a pedestal. I never have and I never will. I am the son of an immigrant, and I have told you over and over again, I do not oppose illegal immigration because of racial issues. I oppose illegal immigration for fiscal issues. It's the Savage Nation. Another big hour coming right here on your local station. And then tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Thus spake Zarathustra. As Nietzsche wrote, the higher we soar, the smaller we appear to those who cannot fly.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, here we are in hour number three of The Savage Nation for the 15th of August, 2013. And if you've been listening to the show, you know I've made a major announcement on my radio program tonight. And I hope you understand the importance of it. Now let's go to all of the headlines on MichaelSavage.com. Reggie Love, the body double, or the body man, for Barack Obama a while ago, says that Obama was not there during the bin Laden raid supervising, but he was playing cards with his friends. In Egypt, a defiant Muslim Brotherhood vows to end this coup as death toll climbs. Sad, but predictable. I called the Arab Spring what it was within a few months. It was the Arab winter. No one gave me credit, except you, my listener, who know that my predictions are, unfortunately for the world, often true. Experts say that the Muslim major Nidal Hassan shot the victims as they were lying down. Did you hear this? He shot them as they were lying there wounded. He shot them in the head. This went on in a military base where the troops had been disarmed by Bill Clinton years and years and years ago. And now it's coming home to roost. Obamacare exemption. None dare call it treason. Well, some are calling it treason. What else is going on MichaelSavage.com? Have you read Michael Savage's Radio Renaissance in the Radio and Television Business Report? They say I'm relevant, unpredictable, witty, and wise. And as you've learned tonight, there's another renaissance coming in my estimation. There is a reason I am telling this. I'm making a prediction. There is no certainty to this. But as sure as I predicted that we would have poverty trickling up into the middle class when I wrote Trickle Up Poverty, as sure as I was right when I predicted that if Obama got reelected, we'd have tyranny trickling down, as sure as I predict that, I'm going to tell you that I predict that I, Michael Savage, will likely replace Sean Hannity in Major League Radio on the Cumulus stations, which are the biggest in the country, biggest cities. If you care to comment on my prediction, if you think Wallbanger is being moved off Fox into a lesser time slot, and why you think Wallbanger destroyed his own career in the Major League of Radio, I have my own idea. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. Let's begin in Kansas City on the powerhouse KCMO. Rick, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fly with me.
Yes, Michael, I listen to you every day. The fact is that Hannity's a one-trick pony. For the last 4 weeks, he's been talking about Obamacare, and you've got your pulse on the top 10 topics of the day. Instead of the one tired old every day, we're tired of listening to a topic. You're a bright, highly educated man, and Hannity is average. It's been coming for a while. I've listened to you predict things for the past 7 years that I know of, changing states,
well,
I follow you.
Okay, let me ask you something. What other predictions, and I don't want to put you on the spot, did I make that came true? Do you know of any?
Africanism and unionism. You talked about him being out of his league. You talked about him having a psychological problem. You had doctors on that psychoanalyzed Obama's problems 4 years ago before anybody ever realized what a poor president, leader, thinker he was going to be. I mean, it's like crazy how many predictions you make.
I hope that you don't confuse me with being a prophet. I'm only a radio host with fairly good logical capacities and an ability to analyze things. And this is purely speculation on my part right now. I'm making a prediction based upon what I see going on, not only with Fox moving a guy who's been on from day one. I mean, look, for Roger Ailes to move Hannity is a real kick to the curb. It has to hurt the guy, and I'm not taking pleasure in it. My prediction was that Wallbanger is finished in Major League Radio. I predicted Savage will replace Wallbanger in Afternoon Drive on all of the Cumulus stations. It's only a prediction. I'm reading the tea leaves. I'm watching the shifting sands. I am the heir apparent. This will be the biggest shakeup in talk radio history,
should my prediction come true. So I'm going to ask you this. The rumors are pretty clear in television. It's pretty much out there. It's been written about, bandied about. The radio is unclear, much less clear. But I'm basing it upon what I see going on in the radio and what I intuitively feel. And I have to ask you, if my prediction is or turns out to be correct, why do you think Wahlbanger would be finished in Major League Radio? I mean, I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. He's probably a very good man. He has a very good message. But he is being booted from primetime on Fox for a reason. And it's that simple. And there's another question, and that is this. Will your city be ready an afternoon drive for Michael Savage? Do you have any idea what's going to happen if my prediction comes true? Do you have any idea what it's going to do in your city if I am heard in an audience that's five to six times bigger than the audience I have now? Let's go back when I began. I began on a few stations. Actually, I began on one station. I shook up San Francisco. I changed the landscape of talk radio in San Francisco. When I began in the middle of the night, no one ever heard anything like it. They said I wouldn't last one day. Then they said I wouldn't last 2 days. Then they said I wouldn't last a week. I've had stumbling blocks and impediments put in my way every step of the way in ways you could never imagine. But for some reason, I'm still here. Let's take some calls. 855-407-282. Let's go to New Jersey. Frank, WABC. Frank, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Mike, you've often talked about how insane the world is. It's upside down. Everything we see, politics, government, the left, what all these people are doing doesn't make sense in the normal world. But you, with all the, objection to what they're doing, you still sound sane. And it's because of your diversity. And I've taken that example and applied it to my own life. When I'm with family and friends, I refuse to talk about politics. I'll talk about food and plants and animals or sports or whatever.
Right, right. Stay away from politics because you're never going to change the mind of a brainwashed liberal. Never.
Exactly, Mike. And so I think Mike Savage, people say he's insane, but no. He is sane in an insane world, okay? And I've taken that philosophy and applied it to my life, and it's helped me tremendously.
Well, that's true, and it works for
politics.
Me. It absolutely does work for me. You cannot change the mind of diehard fanatic left-wing maniacs. And I published it in a book titled Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. I did a show on genetics where I came to the conclusion that liberalism is an inherited mental disorder.
Exactly.
Because it's intergenerational. The children are actually wackier than the parents.
Mike, has liberalism become like synonymous with criminality in our culture? Is that a genetic...
Oh, let me ask you a question. Eric Holder is speaking before the largest group of criminals in our country, the American Trial Lawyers Association, or the American Bar Association. They're criminals with a computer. Everyone knows that. Remember what Al Capone said? Don't give me a gun, give me a fountain pen, and I can rob more money with a fountain pen than a gun. So now you change it. I can rob more money with a computer, they would think, and a rigged court system than they can with a machine gun. They don't need a cartel. The lawyers are a cartel. The American Bar Association is the most dangerous cartel in America. And who did they invite to speak? None other than Eric Holder. Look at Eric Holder's background. He sent machine guns to Mexico that wound up killing hundreds of people. Shall I go down the list of the other crimes he committed? So who is the most dangerous man in America? Who is the sanest man in America? Who is the craziest man in America? All aboard. All aboard. All aboard. All aboard. It's people who don't know me who are afraid of thinking who categorize me without ever having heard the show, Frank. And they probably say the same thing about you, and I thank you for the call. That opens up a line at 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station. Right.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil.
The
seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured. The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit CARNIVORA.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Well, here are some of the great sound bites we've had tonight. Obama condemning violence in Egypt, calling for a...
There remained a chance for reconciliation and an opportunity to pursue a democratic path.
Well, he's right, but they're not listening to him. He's on vacation playing basketball and licking ice cream cones and eating fried food in Martha's Vineyard. And, of course, John Kerry took time out from parasailing to say that Egyptian violence is a serious blow to reconciliation. He's trying to appeal to the black vote. No.
I think her move in attacking voter suppression and all these laws like the one in North Carolina is a very good move. A, because she's right substantively. The right to vote is under attack. B, this is very important to the segment of the Democratic Party that didn't vote for her in 2008, which is the African-American community. And so I think this idea of giving a series of speeches and starting with voter suppression speaks right to the heart of the Democratic Party.
A Democrat analyst is telling Fox News that the NAACP jumped the shark on the rodeo clown. I don't know what that means. Let's listen.
Absolutely, it is misguided. Look, the NAACP has jumped the shark on this one. They do really great work in communities around the country, but this is, I agree with you, it's ridiculous. One of the issues we're facing is that, yes, you know, this isn't our first rodeo, as Vern Gosden said in that beautiful country song. This is not the first dog and pony show when it comes to mocking presidents, when it comes to critiquing presidents.
The sound is amazing. I have the best sound people in the business right here on the unpredictable Savage Nation. New York up 9%. San Francisco KSFO up 63%. Dallas KLIF up 67%. Washington WMAL up 180%. Savage Detroit WJR up 214%. You name the city. KCMO Kansas City, I'm up 300%. Providence up 200%. West Palm Beach, I'm up 200%. So Savage's ratings are soaring while they say talk radio is falling. Why is that? There's a reason for it. And look, you could deny it. You could say, hey, he's fun and I don't like him. You don't have to like me. How do you explain that my show is number one digital? Digital, where all the youngsters go. Michael Savage tops in online listening. There's a reason for that. The iPhone people. They don't even have radios. They have an iPhone. You know that. And digital radio is primarily listened to by a much younger demographic. Well, my detractors call me names. They have an old man. God bless me being an old man. Thank God I made it to this age. But I'm number one in the TSL of the top 25 talk shows. Rush is a hair behind me. Glenn Beck is number three, and then everyone else falls off the edge of the cliff. Hannity, it doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. You don't understand. I mean, in a way I am. Okay, but then he said, okay, I'm knocking him. Well, what do you want from me? I've been banned from Fox News for how many years now? I have not been allowed on Fox News for years. Why? Because of the two dictators, Hannity and the leprechaun. They hate me. Why do they hate me? I mean, they have gangsters on, gangbangers on, prostitutes, drug dealers, drug runners, tyrants, but not me. Why is that? They have talk shows you never heard of. And now we have radio talk shows. John Schmendrick. Never heard of him. You would think they'd want ratings to go up. They cut their nose to spite their face. Hannity could have saved his television show by having the lightning rod Michael Savage on his show. My audience would tune in any day to see me. But he wouldn't. So what do you want me to do? Say I'm not happy? That's my prediction. Okay, now I could fall on my face. It's true. I was right when I wrote Trickle Up Poverty. I was right when I wrote Trickle Down Tyranny. I was right when I called it the Arab Winter. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I'm just using Aristotelian logic, which I'm famous for. And I'm predicting that I will inherit the wind. Not the wind itself, but the air winds. The air winds, the air winds tome. Would listen that I'm going to be in the top three in radio. You ask anyone who knows me. They hated me. Many people here in San Francisco did everything they could. They sabotaged the show electronically. They said that I did things that I never did. It was one thing after another. But I survived it for some reason. Now, I didn't do it on my own. What I'm getting at is, and I don't want to get a little too esoteric here, there was a great Rocky Graziano autobiography when I was a kid. He was a great middleweight fighter. And he wrote a biography. I met him once. His daughter married a friend of mine, as a matter of fact. He was the toughest guy we've ever been around. And his book was Somebody Up There Likes Me. I never forgot that title. It was very blue-collar, very down-to-earth. I got to look back. You know, Huxley wrote, again, to make another quote, and I think he was quoting a poet from the 1900s when he said that we must live life forward. We can only understand it backward. I've looked back on my life, and I'm telling you that there's some other power, there's another force to explain my survival all these years, not only on the radio, but physically, emotionally, and mentally. I don't think you understand what a strain it is to do live long-form radio every day for 19 years. People said he wouldn't last at all. I didn't know if I would last. I didn't know if I could do it. But I made a decision in 1994. I mean, many of you know what my age is. I don't have to tell it to you. It doesn't matter to me. What does age have to do with anything? I am like Deborah's general in the Bible. If you want to know what Barak is, I'm Barak. I'm Deborah's general on the Savage Nation. It's funny to use that name, but he didn't invent the name. It's a great name. The fact of the matter is I've been kicked. I've been kicked to the curb, and I've gotten up with my teeth hanging out of my mouth. I've gotten up with blood running out of my mouth, but I always come back, and I will keep coming back. Do you remember when I left, I was gone from the airwaves? I told people I would be back. And like MacArthur, I did come back. I did return. But I returned better than before. And I'm making that prediction right now. I predict not only will I replace him, but other things are going to happen that I can't even predict right now. 855-407-282 is the phone number. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A bill to stop people from posting nude pictures of former partners online, a practice referred to as revenge porn, passed the state Senate today. It heads now to the Assembly. Facebook plans to test a mobile payments center that lets users make purchases inside mobile applications using payment information they've added to their account on their social network. Taking a look at traffic, Kevin, accident being reported. Actually, it's a stall westbound 92, the high rise of the San Mateo Bridge. Looks like the right lane blocked by a motorcycle. And also road work going into effect in Pleasanton. Look for delays. Hacienda towards Highway 680, westbound 580. I'm Dave Hawks, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps support free testosterone levels. But now, the best testosterone product is even better, because for a limited time, you can try Ageless Male free. That's right. Call now and you can support your free testosterone levels with Ageless Male for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-586-6147. Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life, because our formula has been clinically shown to promote your drive, desire, and performance. If you're ready to recapture that drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male with this free bottle giveaway. You must call now, because this free offer is for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-586-6147. 1-800-586-6147. 1-800-586-6147.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right. Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we put our website to work for you. And boy, does it work. You'll find the part you need at a great price and have it shipped straight to your door absolutely free. That's right.
Any order over $75 is shipped free. So just kick back in your recliner with a beverage of your choice and let the website do the work. Place an order over $75, get it delivered free. Only at AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Business bad, capitalism evil. They can't get a job. They become a barrister. I'm not laughing at barristers. I go to coffee shops. It's a sad thing. You got people with degrees in musicology, barrister. Degrees in poli-sci from Harvard, barrister. A master's yet in poli-sci, barrister. And it's not a product of the society. It's a product of the fact that there's nothing you can do with degrees like that. They're useless. Useless.
Michael Savage.
It's not that the children are not that smart. They've been misled by people who run the colleges.
Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
That's all.
Sean Hannity.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge. You'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
Weekdays, noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
You know, we just talked on a show a couple of days ago about how the National Association for the Advancement Only of Colored People is calling on the Secret Service to investigate a rodeo clown who dared wear an Obama mask and asked the crowd in jest if they want to see a bull run down the clown wearing an Obama mask. Joining us now on the Savage Nation is the journalist who reported the story for the Washington Times, Cheryl Shumley. She's going to give us a little more info on this. Cheryl, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
What's behind this nonsense? Are they crazy?
This story, as most of your listeners probably know, has really exploded, and it's really getting out of proportion here. What happened was, just to give a brief recap, there was a rodeo show at a fair. It's held every year in Missouri. It's a Missouri State Fair. And at the fair, there was a clown who dressed in an Obama mask, and there was a mocking skit that went on. At one point, the rodeo announcer asked if the crowd wanted to see the clown who wore the Obama mask run over by a bull. Since, there's been quite a bit of controversy generated from that. The rodeo clown who wore the mask, I understand, has been banned from state rodeo performances for life. The head of Missouri's rodeo clown organization has resigned, and Missouri State Fair officials are now saying that anybody who wants to partake as a rodeo clown in future fairs must undergo sensitivity training. The latest in this is the NAACP branch in Missouri. The head has called for the federal government, meaning the Secret Service and the Department of Justice, to launch an investigation and open a case into this story. Basically, the NAACP president in Missouri says the clown was guilty of inciting violence against the president. This seems a stark First Amendment issue. And it seems like it's really blown out of proportion in recent days.
How much of this is real outrage? Who really cares? You know, most of it's being perpetuated by the victim crowd, isn't it?
In my opinion, it's definitely being drummed up by the left. The stories I've read, they had an interview with one foreign exchange student who expressed surprise at the skit. But I didn't hear or I didn't read too much about people in the crowd who were actually upset and offended by the skit. And even if people are offended by it, firing people and banning people for life and requiring that they undergo sensitivity training, this is America with a Constitution and a First Amendment. And as I recall in history lessons, the First Amendment was put in place just for political speech. you know, there's been plenty of presidents before who've been mocked at public events, and there's going to be plenty of presidents in the future. For this particular president at this particular time in history, it seems you can't say anything or else you'll be called a racist, or you'll have the NAACP breathing down your neck, or you'll have leftist media, you know, spokespeople and talking heads basically calling you a racist and saying that you should not be allowed to speak. I saw on Fox News this week there was a woman from NAACP, not the same one who called for the federal investigation, but she was saying that any speech like this against the president should be banned. And she said the reason was because the president is higher than any other American, and he should be treated with respect. That's kind of a shocking statement in America, where we have a constitutional system of government.
Now, look, we've seen the image of Bush's head on a pike in a TV show. We've seen Cheney castigated.
Right.
We've heard talk shows call for their death. There was no outcry then.
Well, I would say 90% of the outrage generated by this recent rodeo incident is just because it's Obama. You're right in referencing our previous President Bush in the Game of Thrones. I think that's HBO special. They mounted his mask on a spike at a very violent scene in the movie. They apologized for it, but I didn't hear these same people. I didn't hear the NAACP. I didn't hear leftist media people coming out and denouncing that. In that particular instance, it was a genuine mistake, and people who complained about it were taking it out of proportion. This is simply because this time in history under this particular president, you can't say anything against him without being branded a racist. And, you know, I wasn't at the rodeo show, and some of the descriptions of how it went, maybe I don't find that respectful for a president, but I could care less because people are allowed to do things like that in this nation because they have a First Amendment.
We're on the Savage Nation speaking with Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. Cheryl, let's change topics. You reported that Anthony Weiner is fading fast, and many demon cats are now asking him to go away.
You know, this is a good segue because it shows just how biased the media really is. Going from that story about the rodeo and, you know, the media saying that this is basically biased against the president and Americans who don't take offense with that rodeo incident are prejudiced, then you have this show, I mean, you have this story, Anthony Weiner, who's a Democrat, and he just has one sexting scandal after another, and the mainstream media barely covers it, but you do have Democrats in his own party saying that he should step away and he should give up his race for the mayor. But it took long enough. I mean, it's not as if people didn't know what Anthony Weiner was about. He lost his congressional seat because of the sexting scandal. And yet, at one point, just a couple weeks ago, he was tops in the polls. It wasn't until the sexting scandals kept coming and they wouldn't die away, and I think constituents kept pushing the issue, that now Democrats are coming forward and saying, you need to go and you need to stop running for the mayor of New York City. Polls finally put him down fourth in the race. But 2 weeks ago, he was still number one in the race.
How far has he fallen?
Well, of likely voters in New York City, Weiner is the fourth in the race now. His poll numbers have fallen to maybe 10% of likely voters would actually select him. Now, the candidate who a couple weeks ago was on the bottom, Bill de Blasio, he leads the four candidates with 30%, followed closely by City Council Speaker Christine Quinn. I think she has 24-25% now. Weiner's popularity has fallen, interestingly enough, among blacks, which used to be one of his largest base of supporters. 39% of black voters have abandoned Weiner's race, and now they've jumped aboard another candidate's race, the only black in the race running for mayor, Tom Thompson. So he's not just losing across the board, he's losing one of his key constituencies.
Another phenomenal story that you reported on is that New Mexico's high court ruled that non-English speakers can serve as jurors. I wonder what they're high on.
this is kind of an interesting case, and I think it's been overlooked in a lot of media outlets. Out in New Mexico, there was a case in 2004. There was a murder case. The Hispanic defendant, his name is Michael Zamora. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. He was found guilty back then of beating his girlfriend to death, and he also had a couple of other related charges, armed robbery and stabbing, I believe it was. So he appealed his conviction. And how he appealed, he said that the judge who sat on the case for his murder conviction, improperly dismissed a juror who was not able to understand or read English well. The attorney for Zamora at the time did not raise an issue with the juror's dismissal. But during the appeal process to the New Mexico Supreme Court, that was the key reason that he appealed. He said that he deserves a new trial because that juror shouldn't have been dismissed. The New Mexico Supreme Court, they ruled that his murder conviction stays because the attorney did not raise that point at the time of his trial, but they also issued this warning to attorneys in other courts in the states. They said that dismissing a juror based on his or her inability to understand English is not cause. You're not allowed to dismiss a juror just because that person can't read or hear, understand verbally English that well. So that may have some kind of impact in a state where nearly half the population speaks Spanish or is of Latino descent. And my guess is that there's going to be states nearby that look at this case, even though it's a state case, and the judge's ruling is only applicable to courts in the state. Chances are states nearby with heavily Latino populations are going to look at that and try and implement similar statutes in their own state.
Let's lighten the topics a little. I've said for years that Prius drivers were the most obnoxious drivers on the road. You reported a study which says otherwise? Okay. What car should I look out for?
Well, there was a study, and I agree with you. Prius drivers should be on this list, but perhaps Prius isn't widely enough purchased yet, so it doesn't have enough vehicles on the road. But this study found that BMW drivers are among the most aggressive. They're among the most obnoxious, among the worst drivers in the nation. And specifically, BMW drivers who are males between the age of 35 and 50. How they did this study is nearly 3,000 people, drivers, were interviewed, and they were asked in road rage incidents that you have been involved in or been a witness to, what kind of cars did the person drive, and could you describe the driver? And in most cases, it was blue BMWs who were found to be the aggressor. Second to that were Land Rovers and Audis, and then followed by Subarus. Also the worst, I guess, the colors for aggressive drivers most frequently were chosen blue, black, silver, green, and then red last.
Cheryl, where can we read more of your work?
I would be pleased if you all went to WashingtonTimes.com and checked this out. Thank you so much.
Cheryl Chumley, thanks again for being with us on The Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. You need to watch out, because thousands of new Obamacare rules are currently being implemented, and few know what the law says or does. Listen to what Senator Max Baucus, one of the authors of the Obamacare law, recently said.
I tell you, I just see a huge train wreck coming down, and I don't see any results yet. I just see a huge train wreck.
He's right. So protect yourself from this train wreck. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law. Join more than 500,000 Americans who have their copy. Get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere, or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
Ala Moana Center, the world's largest open-air shopping center located minutes from Waikiki, brings you Ala Moana Center's Hawaii Getaway Contest from August 1st through the 16th. Subscribe to receive the digital edition of Ala Moana Magazine and be entered to win a travel credit of $1,000 to Honolulu, Hawaii. You'll also win a $500 shopping spree to Ala Moana Center and four nights at the Hotel Renew with ground transportation provided by Roberts Hawaii. Log on to modernluxury.com to learn more about this contest and enter to win.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Local Union 38 remind you to call a licensed union plumbing contractor and get the job done right the first time. Craft certified union plumbers have over 10,000 hours of on-the-job training and schooling. Union plumbing contractors are state licensed and insured. Don't put your safety in the hands of amateurs. You'll save money in the long run when you call a craft certified union plumbing contractor and get the job done right. Next time, call a licensed union plumbing contractor.
Local Union 38, proud sponsor of the San Francisco Giants.
1876, Alexander Graham Bell makes the first phone call. Baseball's National League is formed, and Columbia, Harvard, and Princeton form the Intercollegiate Football Association. Also in 1876, Landenberg Thalmann Asset Management is born, driving the country's financial growth. This Saturday, hear from Phil Blancato, president of Landenberg Thalmann Asset Management, live on KSFO's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell. Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell, every Saturday from noon until 2 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Don't miss the Rolex Monterey Motorsports Reunion. A museum of motorsports history comes to life at Monster Raceway Laguna Seca August 16th through the 18th. Over 500 authentic and historic race cars will compete like they once did. This year's featured mark commemorates the 60th anniversary of America's sports car, the Chevrolet Corvette. Tickets are available at MazdaRaceway.com and Ticketmaster.com. Children 12 and under are always free. Admission includes free parking, grandstand seating, access to the paddock and garage areas, as well as displays and entertainment.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Friday and an open line Friday. Look forward to talking with you 5 to 9 a.m. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us on KSFO.
Let's go to Keith on line 7, KSFO. Keith, fire away.
Good evening, Michael. Listen, let me give you a real brief to you. I'm going to say some positive things about you, but I don't always agree with you, and I'm not a yes man, okay? I'm 59 years old. I grew up loving radio in the Midwest. I knew that radio was something that TV wasn't. So I listened to Limbaugh in the 80s, and I loved what he did for radio. Don't get me wrong. I'll love it forever. And then Sean Hannity comes along, and all the rest come along. But you came along, and I'm north of San Francisco, so I was live when you went to KSFO. And I knew what you did was lightning. It was different. It was alive. It was real. Here's how the rest of the talk shows, Limbaugh and Hannity and the others, how they figured out that culture leads politics. You know how they found out? They did a focus group. I know how you found out. You've lived a life that understands that culture precedes politics. You know they're...
Wow. Oh, no, you're very, very insightful. You are 1,000% right. It is all about culture, isn't it?
And so, look, so now, what is Hannity doing right now on TV and on radio? He's figured out. He did a focus group. Wow, we should pay attention to popular culture. So what do? They take the garbage that is out there on YouTube and radio and TV, rappers, and they put it on, and then they talk about it. That's not what, just putting on pop culture on radio, that's garbage.
You know, you have to have a feel for it. It's like anything else. It's an art form. I saw this happening. They watched my ratings go up while theirs was going down, so they said, oh, I get it. He talks about food and music. Oh, I get it. So I'll do it, too. And it's sad to listen to because they better stick to Democrats bad and Republicans good. It's all they know how to do.
There's one more point I want to make, Michael. You said at the beginning of the current show, meaning not tonight, but this current series that you've got, the hour, the end of the day. I remember when you came back on several months ago. You said, you know what? I have the catbird seat. I'm in charge here. Because I don't have to do politics all day. I have the end of the day, and I'm going to reflect on the day because that's what people want. And you know what? I still listen to Limbaugh because I work at home. I still listen to Sean. I listen to Jerry. But when you come on at the end of the day, you're not just doing politics. You have an end of the day perspective, and that's why they want you in the middle of the day, because they want you to bring that end of the day perspective that's not just politics. They want you to bring that to the middle of the day, and when you do, you will change talk radio.
Well, from your mouth to God's ear, we don't know who they are, and I don't know if it's going to happen. I am predicting that this is likely to happen based upon what's happening to Hannity on television. That's what I'm trying to say. This is a speculation. I'm going way out on a limb. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So it'll be a mistake, that's all. But the fact of the matter is I'm lobbying for that as well. You have to understand I'm also lobbying for that position. I hope that people are listening to what you just said. Because you are 100% right. It is about culture. And no one else can do, let's say very few can do it the same way. Let's put it to you that way. And it's actually sad to watch a klutzy guy try to be a high wire act. He can't do it. He's better off walking down in the ring than trying to get up on the high wire because people can see the difference. So, yeah, it doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Everyone can do what they can do. That's all. Well, and yes. That's right. It's a long day part from morning till night. There's room for everybody in this day part, and that's as simple as it. Do you remember that I stopped the Dubai port deal single-handedly? Do you remember that? Many of you weren't even listening to radio at that time. But the government tried to turn over port security to our good friends in Dubai. I went nuts, and I raised hell on these airwaves. Because of that, George Bush hated me. George Bush and his handlers had talk radio hosts to the White House. It was a distinguished list. I think it included Limbaugh, Hannity, and others. Michael Savage was banned from the White House. He was persona non grata. Why? Because I am not a Republican water carrier. There are good Republicans, and there are very bad Republicans. By and large, you know and I know, I am the first and only Major League Independent in talk radio. It's as simple as that. And most of you listening to the show identify probably as libertarian independence. You don't want to identify with either party. And tonight I've made a prediction in the first hour that, well, let me read you a blog that just came out from Rich Lieberman, who has a wonderful blog. I don't know Rich. I've never met him. But he does local media. People read him. Rich Lieberman, 415 Media. Savage offers bombastic prediction. I'm going to replace Sean Hannity on primetime radio. Savage, I'll be replacing Hannity on Cumulus Drive Time stations. He's finished. And then I'll read what he wrote. Even the negative. There's negative in here. I'm not buying him calamari after this. He says this. Michael Savage is the bombastic syndicated radio host who has catapulted to the number two most listened to radio personality, boasted on his show Thursday night that he will be replacing Sean Hannity on radio. Savage, who's based in San Francisco, heard on KSFO 6 to 9 p.m., began his show with the theme song from 2001, A Space Odyssey. He offered a terse prediction, quote, Hannity is done. It's not that I don't like him, but his ratings are down and there's a reason. Roger Ailes is replacing him with Megyn Kelly. Indeed, it is widely rumored that Kelly will soon replace Hannity on FNC's primetime 6 p.m. program, 9 p.m. Eastern. He then goes on. He says, Hannity's radio program on Cumulus, heard also on KSO from noon to 3, has also taken a ratings beating, probably due in large part to his regular daily anti-Obama diatribes. It's fairly predictable, he writes. It's fairly predictable radio, and not the least entertaining at that. Savage wasn't specific about a time when he'd inherit Hannity's time slot, but I've heard sooner rather than later. Rich goes on and says, don't be surprised if a move were made by the fall. No, that's someone saying something I don't even know. He then goes on, Rich Lieberman, and writes, I asked the longtime SF broadcast exec about Savage's prediction, and here's what he said. Quote, look, Savage wouldn't hurt. Hannity is a one-trick pony. I don't know what Cumulus is waiting for, frankly. I don't know who that executive is. I have no idea. I'm laughing because suddenly there's an executive in San Francisco who sees which way the wind is blowing. Life is funny. I'm laughing because it's all a prediction. I could fall on my face. I'm predicting. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's coming tomorrow. We have no idea, really. If you care to comment on my statement that Obama is doing the right thing with regard to Egypt, you know, in a way he's doing the right, in a way he isn't, frankly, should come out on the side of the military. That's my prediction. Is the military is actually restoring order by getting rid of the Islamists, by crushing them the way Mubarak did. I mean, let's be realists here. Nobody likes a military coup, but sometimes they're necessary. Okay? You can quote me on that. This is what's killing me on the Egypt thing. This shows you that liberalism is a mental disorder. And I'm going to stick to that theme. You have NPR stating that the Muslim Brotherhood was duly elected and they should be in power. This is all the while the Muslim Brotherhood and their cohorts are burning churches to the ground in Egypt, killing Coptic Christians who've been there for 1,000 years. They didn't just arrive. You can't use the excuse that the Jews came from Poland, which the Muslims use in Israel, even though the Jews have been there for 5,000 years or more. You can't use that big lie that they're interlopers. The Christians have been there for 1,000 years, and the Muslims are burning their churches. We should intervene, by the way. If we're going to intervene at all, well, I'll ask the question. If we intervene at all, which side should we intervene on? Certainly on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood, as McCain wants. We should intervene on the side of the military and put an end to this as quickly as possible.
Savage.